This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Bas Sheva Bas Reb Moshe Zalman Aleha HaSholem and Reb Moshe Aaron Bener Ben Zion Gaizinski. It's also sponsored L'Zchus the birth of Menachem Mendel Rendler and in honor of the engagement of Yeshua Heschel Ben Shimon to Sarah Gerari. The learning of the Dvar Torah is L'Zchus Reb Sholem Mordechai HaLevi Ben Rivka for Gula Kroivo Min HaMeitzar El HaMerchav. This week we will discuss the inyan of acquiring Sfarim in honor of Hei Teves. Even as an 8-year-old child, the Rebbe Maharash would buy Sfarim with the money that he received when being tested in learning and from his weekly allowance. In the month of Elul Tofresh Hei, Reb Baruch Noyach Meicher Sfarim, the Sfarim dealer, came to the town of Lubavitch. He generally came to Lubavitch for Shavuos and Chanukah, and always brought a list of the new Sfarim for the Tzemach Tzedek to choose from. And this time as well, he brought many new Sfarim. Wanting to buy some, the Rebbe Maharash asked his father for 30 rubles from the money which was being held for him. "First become familiar with the Sfarim you already have," his father said, "then you can buy more." At that point, Reb Chaim Doiv de Mesharis entered and notified the Tzemach Tzedek that they had set up the new Sfarim in the new bookcase that had been brought by Yosef David the carpenter. The Tzemach Tzedek already had 5 bookcases of Sfarim, 2 locked bookcases of Kisvei Yad, manuscripts, in his room, and another 6 bookcases in the entrance room. The Tzemach Tzedek went to see the newly built bookcase filled with the new Sfarim, and the Rebbe Maharash went along. Seeing the new bookcase of Sfarim and the additional Sfarim on the side waiting to be bound, he was bothered. Turning to his father, he asked, "You just told me that one should first know the Sfarim that one has before buying more. Are you knowledgeable in all the Sfarim you have?" The Tzemach Tzedek responded, "I am generally fluent in the Sfarim that I have. Take out a sefer and we will see." Without much thought, the Rebbe Maharash ran towards one of the bookshelves and took out the first sefer that he chanced upon, a sefer on diktuk, and the Tzemach Tzedek began quoting parts of the introduction and then from the sefer itself, word for word. The Rebbe Maharash chose another sefer, also on diktuk, then a sefer of Kabbalah, and finally an account of travels, all of which the Tzemach Tzedek was able to cite verbatim. The Rebbe Maharash was truly amazed by his father's knowledge, especially in the area of diktuk. The Tzemach Tzedek explained that although generally Chassidim are not particular to daven with exact diktuk, however Shema and Kriyas HaTorah must be pronounced precisely. In the end, the Tzemach Tzedek gave him the amount he had requested and added another 10 rubles as a gift, enabling the Rebbe Maharash to buy many Sfarim. In the beginning of Tavshin Lamed Gimel, the Rebbe began speaking about the necessity of making Sfarim more available, and encouraged opening new libraries wherever possible, enabling Yidden to learn Torah there and also take Sfarim home. Later on in the year, Yutes Kislev, the Rebbe further encouraged every individual to have Sfarim in their own home, making the learning of Torah even more accessible. The Rebbe explained that this does not replace the need for a library, as not everyone will have every single sefer. The Rebbe especially gave this mission to the Yiddish women, who oversee the furnishings of the home, to make sure there are Sfarim which direct the life of the home. Just like a pleasantly furnished home broadens the mind, so too mitzvahs should be decorated nicely. They should be set up in a central place in the home, so that upon entering the home, it is immediately recognizable that this is a pleasant home with holy Sfarim. This should be done with much attention, and not merely to fulfill an obligation. However, unlike the care given for keeping furniture in best condition, the Sfarim should be used so much until they are worn out, faded, and torn to the point that it is necessary to replace them. 2 years later, on Simchas Torah Tavshin Lamed Hei, the Rebbe connected this mitzvah to the concept of Yavne v'Chachameho, establishing yeshivas in all places where Yidden live. From then on, the mitzvah was titled Bayis Molei Sfarim Yavne v'Chachameho. The Rebbe explained that both of these aspects were an extension of Mitzvah Torah, increasing the learning of Torah in all possible ways. The Rebbe noted that additionally, having Sfarim in the home protects the home and its dwellers. The Chassid Reb Fala Khan related, in the year Tofresh Ayin Vav, when the Rebbe Rashab left the town of Lubavitch, he left behind a full crate of valuable and important Kisvei Yad manuscripts from many Rebbeim and Gdolei Yisroel in the Chassid Reb Zelka Parsitz's home in Moscow. "When I was at Reb Zelka's home with another few Tmimim, we opened a box and saw what it contained. Reb Zelka told us that his home had been searched numerous times, yet the officials had never opened a box, and he added, "This box saved me a number of times." When he was asked to send it back to the Rebbe, he was saddened. "Who will now protect me at home?" The Rebbe explains that according to many Rishonim, when buying Svarim, one fulfills the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. In fact, Svarim are preferable to a Sefer Torah, as they will be used more regularly at home and in the Beis Medrash. The Gemara explains the Pasuk, "V'tzidkosoi oimedes la'ad," his righteousness is everlasting, as referring to someone who acquires Svarim and lends them to others. Once a Yid who owned a vast library of Svarim passed away, and his children, inheriting all the Svarim, decided to sell them all. Some people were disturbed by what the inheritors had done. So one Chacham explained, "I will tell you what Avera caused that the Svarim not remain in their possession. The Yid who owned them did not lend out his Svarim to anyone, worried that too much usage would cause the words to fade, and then he would not be able to use them. Truthfully, it is preferable that a person let his Svarim become used and faded than keep them stashed away and unused. Another Yid who owned many Svarim would lend them out to others, enabling them to learn from them. He commanded his children, 'Make sure to lend the Svarim to everyone, even those with whom you are in an argument. If you are worried that they will not return the Svarim, take a collateral from them. Also, it is preferable to lend to those who learn Lishma and to lend to the poor before the rich.'" The great Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, traveled from town to town to sell his new Sefer. Arriving in a certain town, he was greatly disappointed when no one wanted to purchase the Sefer. The Maggid of the town tried to comfort him and told him, "Even the first author went around selling his Sefer, unable to find an interested customer." "Who was that?" asked the Toldos. "Hashem," answered the Maggid. In connection with the victory of the Svarim on Hei Tevis, the Rebbe said that we must ask the Svarim themselves how to celebrate their victory. The Rebbe explained that the Svarim announced that we should use them until they wear out. This is contrary to the worldly perception, Hanochas Ha'olam, that precious items be put away in a safe place and left untouched. On another occasion, the Rebbe emphasized, "The purpose of the victory of the Svarim is that it should increase in learning Torah. This is obvious even to a child, that when his parents buy him a Sefer, it is so that he learn from it, not only to show the Sefer respect. Those that would like to celebrate in other ways should do so during the times of eating and sleeping." The Rebbe also said that the way to expedite the returning of the other Svarim of the Rebbeim held in captivity is by buying additional Svarim, something which is very easy in our times.